Testing, testing. Yeah, here we go. My name is Thomas. I'm trying to find my way back. This is the Walk and Talk. And today I'm angry. Or at least I'm cooling down from being angry. I've just spent almost 2 hours at the gym. So, why am I angry? You ask? Well, let me tell you. This morning, I don't know, for reasons unknown to me, it might have been a bad night, I don't know. I slept pretty much through the night. Wifey didn't want to wake up. She seemed to be in a bad mood. So I was up at like 5:30 with my daughter. And we had a fairly chill time. I was like, why are we not all up? But yeah, reasons unknown. And at some point, my wife comes walking down, and she comes down like a fucking troll. Like, she looks to be in a horrible, bad mood, and like she says, the reason why she's coming down is because it's Monday. We haven't packed my daughter's clothes and stuff for the week in nursery. We have to take everything back on Friday, and then we bring everything back again on Monday. And this was like Wednesday because we had that 4-day weekend. Anyways, so she came down because she was like, oh yeah, she packs the pack, or she's been doing that for a while. And obviously she was like, oh, you can't handle packing that. You don't know how to pack it. So I had to wake up. I was like, okay, that's a bit of an assumption, but sure. I appreciate that you're taking the time to wake up to pack what should have been packed yesterday, but it wasn't packed because we came home super late and the daughter was playing up, and didn't take the time to pack it yesterday, so it was packed this morning. I also, sorry, have to apologize. I rendered out the walk and talk that I did last night after coming home, but I actually went to bed without uploading it. So sorry about the delayed upload. Anyways, she gets the pack ready. The daughter is getting ready. I'm getting my shit together so I can go to the gym in the morning. I was like, finally, I can get my routine back on track. And I must admit, I'm a little excited because I started the challenge today, the fitness challenge. Which means I have to change my workout routine a bit more and focus more on strength training and less on just showing up. But that's all good. I got a little fear when I uploaded the walk and talk, because the website told me that my payment for this month had been declined, and I'm like, shit. And I mean, we're hardly starting the month. It's like, it's the 13th today. Am I already out of money? I'm like, I shouldn't be. I know there comes a huge payment that I will have to decline on the 20th, but there should still be money in my bank account. So that was a little bit like, shit, I will have to sit down and deal with that later today. And I also kind of set aside this week to try and get a little bit of a handle on the financial situation. Just close last year's budget, get it sent to my accountant, try and get a handle on, I have to go and teach soon, so I need to book a hotel room, have to get some shit together. So this week was for me about like kind of trying to get some sort of order on stuff. So anyways, that was my intention for the week. And as we're getting ready, and the daughter's a bit anxious of going back, and she wants her mom to take her, which is fine by me. Like, less of a burden on me. Thank you. But I'm a bit like, oh shit, is she going to freak out that she not only have to wake up and get the daughter ready, but she's also having to drive her and take her all the way to the nursery? I don't know. The way she came down, that might be an issue. But it seems to be okay for her to do that thing. But when my daughter is actually getting ready to leave and she gets out the door, my wife turns around to me and said, oh, by the way, tomorrow, shouldn't we like pick up her her friend to a play date? Like she did last week with that friend at the other parent's house, at her friend's parent's house. And I'm like, I'm not sure I'm ready to take on that responsibility. I mean, if you want to do it, fine. But she kind of springs that on me in a moment of heading out the door. I don't have the words or the capability to process that, that idea. And I mean, you can just hear how I'm starting stuttering just thinking about it. It's like, oh shit, I have to take care of someone else's kid? I have to be available for a play date? I mean, people are going to come over to our house that we've never had over to our house before. I don't know how I feel about that, especially after like 4 days of like doing lots of stuff and being very out there. I feel like, can we just please like take it a little slow, like just chill out for a few days instead of starting to arrange play dates already. But that is after rationalization of my response, which was to freeze. I just froze. I felt like shit. My eyes went wide, and I did like what a proper porcupine would do at the middle of the night if a car starts coming down the road towards it. Freeze. And I don't really have anything to say. And my wife is just like running around like a crazy person trying to get ready to get out of the door. And then she's like, oh, maybe like tomorrow's not a brilliant day. Like what's in the calendar? Sorry, like for tomorrow, like, Can we do the play date? Because I'm starting to be like, can we do that tomorrow? And I'm like, and she's like, oh, what's in the calendar for tomorrow? And I look in the calendar. There's a shit ton of shit in there. I mean, I have a therapy session in the afternoon. She has to go and teach dancing in the evening. And unfortunately, tomorrow also is the small town council that I'm part of, and they're having a meeting to go over this new green area that everyone's like going nuts about, and I was out planting, helping like documenting that it was planting, because apparently the town council is financially responsible for this place being kept. Because it was like the piece of land was given to us for free from the commune, and the commune wants someone to be responsible for it being held and kept the way it should be. And a few people on the town council are freaking out because this is a big piece of land, and being held responsible for that means being held accountable for like quite a lot of money. So people are a bit anxious about it. And I would actually have loved to participate in that meeting and just hear, like, what am I suddenly financially responsible for by just being a member of the town council? And obviously, I won't be able to go and be part of that meeting because wifey needs to go dancing. And I know that her dancing class and what dancing teaching she's doing is very important to her. It's important for her feeling like she has some worth and that she is doing something that makes her feel happy. That is her little thing. So obviously I don't want to encourage her to just drop it because I have to go and attend a town council meeting to figure out if I'm financially responsible for a, like, million kroner piece of land. Priorities, right? Nevertheless, she says, because I have that that therapy session, which is one of the things that is keeping me, like, just sane, which is like tantamount to my healing process. And she says, do you really have to book it on the day that I have to go dancing in the afternoon when I have to go dancing in the evening? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, when I book the next session, I take the next available time slot that my therapist is giving me at the earliest possible time that she's giving me on that day. And sometimes that means that it falls in the afternoon and not in the morning of that day. I mean, lately that has been the case. Like, she gives me times for when she is available. And I pick the I pick the first available time so as to not go too long between sessions, because asking for having two sessions a week apparently was not an option. And my wife has the audacity to tell me, oh, do you really have to keep booking those sessions at those times? I'm like, I just freeze again. Like, I again, after rationalization, like, it feels like she's accusing me of prioritizing going to therapy. Whereas I'm sure all she meant was, oh, couldn't you just schedule another day? Like, could you do Wednesday instead of Tuesday? Or maybe ask for the Monday or whatever. And obviously for her, in her state where she is, it's not a big deal to start rescheduling things or requesting, like, oh, what are your available time slots? When I'm there, I'm like, she gives me two or three times to like 2 days, and I pick the first day and the first time slot. That's what I do. I want to get back and talk about shit as fast as possible at the first available time. And I'm sorry, like, it's at like, what, 2 to 3 in the afternoon. She has to go dancing at 6. I can get home and be at home, like, getting the daughter ready, and yeah, I sometimes come home a mess from therapy, but I am so sorry that this is just fucking important. And Jesus. And I got pissed. I'm sorry. I got really angry. First of all, she springs a fucking death trap on me about, like, oh, by the way, it felt like she said, can you take care of someone else's kid on top of your own? And pick those two kids up from nursery. And I'm sure she meant we could do it together, or she could do it on her own if I don't feel like it. But, I mean, at that time and place, I mean, we're heading out the door. The daughter usually, when we head out the door in the morning for nursery, she's very attention craving. And I don't have the capability of sitting down and having a big, like, discussion about how I feel about taking care of someone else's kid, even for a few hours. And then she kind of blames me for picking a bad time slot for my next therapy session. And as if I have done it recurringly at an annoying time, at an inconvenient time for her extra fun activity. And I got so furious and so hurt. Because, like, why would you do this? Like, why would you say this? This is fucking painful to me to be accused of, like, can't you just have therapy at another time or another day? Like, no. And then I'm standing there like a fucking idiot, like completely out of control of my emotions, like freezing, not running away, but like it's fight or flight anyways. I'm my body chose flight. Flight by panic, not doing anything. And she does what she's done a few times. She barrages me with accusations like, why do you suddenly behave like this? Why are you not responding? Why are you doing all of this? Like, why are you suddenly, like, non-responsive? You were so happy before. We were having a good time before. And I'm like, No, we weren't. We were not having a good time before. We were getting ready to get out the door. You were giving me a shit hard time because you didn't feel like waking up this morning. And you were coming down like a fucking zombie, feeling like, oh God, I have to do this because my husband can't take care of his kid on his own. He can't pack all the clothes and lunchbox for taking her to nursery. So now I have to do it. And I'm like, no, we were not having a good time before. And yes, now you're pushing me into a corner a fucking again. And I'm there, like, completely immobilized. I don't know if it's with fear or anxiety or whatever. And she just keeps pushing me. Like, poke, poke, poke the fucking bear. And I finally have enough. And I tell her, what the fuck? And I throw the only thing I have in my hand, my keys, to the floor with a fucking smash. And she responds by saying, go away! Go away from me! I'm like, great. So, first of all, you push me to the breaking point, and when I finally try to tell you, shut the fuck up, you tell me to go away. Because you can't handle when I'm finally responding. When I finally show what's going on the inside and let it out, you don't want to see. And she runs to the kid, obviously, because the kid gets frightened. Daddy's suddenly yelling and loud boom. And she starts getting upset, and she takes her to the car and they drive off. Great end of a conver-fucking-sation. And at least I can go to the gym. I fucking, like, basically switch everything off on my phone because I don't want to talk to her. All right, now. And I do my workout. I take the first step on the challenge. I do the harder physical workout. I sit on the exercise bike for 45 minutes, so a little less than what I usually do. And while I'm sitting on the exercise bike, I'm reading through this 48-page PDF document that they send out as like an introduction to this challenge and whatever, about nutrition and dietary plans and exercise like methodology and blah, 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 blah. Everything's very scientific and very, I mean, it's very interesting, but also a bit tricky to wrap your head around when you're just fumingly angry. I kind of managed to get through the introduction, the whole like concept of why your calorie intake or food intake matters, your food sources, and like doing a lifestyle change with your food and not a momentary like carb cutting diet. But I know a lot of these theories. It's nice to read them again, just to like get someone else's view. I managed to get through like, I think like 2/3 of the document. I managed to get like ish to where the exercise theory is written down. And I like enough. That's about when I've hit like 45 minutes of sitting on the bike and reading through this document. And I'm like, okay. Let's just skip to where they say which exercises to do. I get it. The idea is that you do a specific, like, you change your eating habits and you, I mean, his approach is to build big muscles fast and use that to burn fat and not necessarily do a lot of cardio. That is interesting. Okay, it's like flipping my premise on its head, because usually last 2 months I've been going to the gym doing cardio and not too much strength training. So, okay, flip it on its head. And we'll see where it goes. And in all honesty, I don't want to go back home. I don't want to confront my wife and try and tell her, oh, I am so sorry, I got angry because you were again, pushing me into a corner. And she's, I mean, for fuck's sake, the question that really pisses me off is like, why are you suddenly behaving like this? We were having such a good time. And she does that. Like, and that's what sends me flying again and again and again. And instead of looking at herself, she looks to me to answer her question. I mean, for fuck's sake, she just sprung a fairly difficult situation on me and then accused me of over-prioritizing my own mental health over her fun time. And I'm like, don't you see it? Like, seriously, are you that blind that you don't understand that what you just asked me about and what you just accused me of sent me on a fucking spiral? Like, why do I have to, while I'm in the middle of this fucking panic attack, have to reason that this is what's going on and explain it in words that doesn't insult you? I mean, yeah, I might be able to go home and do that now after like mulling it over. But why the fuck does she think that that is my job? That every time I have an anxiety attack that she fucking causes, I have to tell her why I'm behaving this way. For fuck's sake, woman, Jesus, learn to pick your fucking moments and learn to like understand that what I'm going through is fucking difficult. I mean, yesterday she asked me, like, if I'm happy. Like, am I happy now that they prepared this medieval outfit for me? And I mean, I was very diplomatic. I was extraordinarily diplomatic about it. Because no, I was not fucking happy about what happened that day. I mean, that day was really, really hard for me. And yes, I am happy that they're going to the length of actually making a medieval outfit so I can have some level of comfort and like not feel like a fucking idiot going to that place where I have chosen something that would make me want to go there. And yeah, I looked at the pictures of, she took a picture of me the last time we were there and I was dressed up in whatever was around. And I did look like a fucking idiot. It wasn't just me. Like the picture, I fucking look stupid. And it's not like medieval outfits make people look stupid, but if they're not, if they don't fit the person and you just get like some, it's like getting someone's leftover clothes that doesn't really fit you. Like, yeah. If I was given someone's like 20-year-old clothes that's like completely mismatched, doesn't really fit, and is also worn down and yucky, it doesn't really matter if it's medieval or from the 80s or from the 90s or from whenever. You look like a fucking idiot. And yes, I would prefer going there and being in a place where you're actually on display for the public and not look like a fucking idiot. So yes, I'm happy that they're making this outfit for me. And I am excited that I possibly are going to have some clothes that I can wear that doesn't make me look like an idiot. So when I go there for the stuff that I want, I mean, I'm not going there to dress up in medieval outfits. I'm going there to do wood carving and leave my phone and not look at the watch all the time. Like, it could be Viking ages, it could be medieval ages, it could be fucking steampunk role-playing. Like, doesn't really matter. I would just prefer not to look like an idiot. So yeah, from that point of view, I'm happy. Was I happy how it went yesterday? Was I happy that I was kind of ambushed into a situation where I was deadly tired and emotionally taxed, and then having to be alone with my kid all day? Like, not alone all day, but having to be in charge of my kid all day in a place that she's slightly scared of. No, I wasn't happy about that. Not at all. And now I have to go back. And I feel like I have to go back and make amends because I had an outburst of anger. When all I want to do is, like, go home and try and get a little bit of control of my shitty financial situation. And right now, I don't feel like sitting down and teaching my wife how to do these things. I don't feel like sitting down and having another difficult time with her, like, going over a very difficult topic for me to go over. So yeah. I'll probably have to go home and do this on my own, whereas I had hoped that I could have sat down, like, with a supportive person helping me out dealing with something that is very difficult for me to deal with. But right now I don't fucking trust her. I don't trust her to understand what I'm going through or to understand what I need to maneuver this obstacle. So I think I'll have to do it on my own, because I am 120% sure that if I try and sit down and do this with her, it's going to lead to another meltdown. And I really don't want another meltdown right now. I just want some peace and fucking quiet. And yes, I have to get a hold of my shitty financial situation. There's no way around it. I've been postponing it for too long, and I have to get some material to my accountant so he can close last year's budget. I'm running out of time. And if I don't get that closed in time, I start getting penalty fines from the tax department, which just makes everything like tremendously much worse. And also, I'll have to pay my accountant to close the last year's book. And I didn't even pay for the half year. You have to do a half year accounting thing. And they already sent a notice because I didn't pay that one yet. And that's expensive. And I can't afford it. I don't have the money. I mean, they're just not there. And now I have to go on home and deal with that. And also, like, there's, for some reason, I checked. There's money in the account, but the podcast service that I'm using to upload the walk and talk, for some reason, bounced. So I have to deal with that as well. So today, I'm pretty sure, no wood carving, no having fun. Only chores, only dealing with shit, and only uphill running. Fucking wish me luck. I love it if someone's listening to this. I truly do. Keep doing it. It helps. If no one's listening to that, that is fine as well. I will keep this safe in my pocket. Okay. Bye for now.